Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Cause of Death. Death in the sauna. Deadly relaxation. When you don't hear from your friends for a long time, a certain skepticism might occur. A crime scene in a subtropical climate awaits Marcel here. Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. My name is Marcel Engel, and I work as a crime scene cleaner. Every now and then in my podcast, we will dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that, I mean that liquids, such as blood as an element, will be the smallest problem. I am looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany, and my experiences can be listened to here, now. Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel. Hello and welcome. Nice that you have the desire and time again to live through a crime scene cleaning with me. Today from our team, we have with us the dear Lucas. Hello, Lucas. Today we have a story suitable for the theme of life effect. Death is something I've had to deal with almost every day for the past 27 years in my job as a crime scene cleaner. And I personally had a phase at some point when I asked myself, can I continue doing this job at all? The stories haunted me. They wouldn't let me sleep at night, especially tragic stories about life before death affected me. It occupied me so much. It bothered me so much in my private life that at some point I said, I think I have to quit this job. Death can teach us a lot. You can project people's fate or things that went wrong onto your own life. By doing so, you can live a better, more beautiful, happier, more successful, and healthier life. Because of this, I have a story to tell from the month of December. Let's hear it. Cause of Death, the podcast, the crime scene. My client was a dear neighbor, a friend of the deceased. Their son was living in America. The deceased widower in the Gelsenkirchen area. The neighbors lived next door to each other. It was our colleague in Gelsenkirchen who got me directly involved in the crime scene because there was a special technical feature to the crime scene. In our circles, this is always called a case of hardship because the deceased himself had been there for a very long time. By that I mean several weeks. And the problem that arose was that he died in a sauna. A sauna that was still running, right? Exactly. So that sauna was running the whole time. It was a self-built sauna. I don't think it's technically possible today. The saunas now switch off automatically. The deceased had built a wellness area in his cottage down in the basement. It was really fancy. There was a massage bed and an ice shower. People who like to go to the sauna know that ice baths are used to cool down. It's part of the sauna process, and he had set up everything really fancy down there. It looked like a wellness temple in this basement. Really great. The disadvantage was that the sauna did not turn off automatically, and the deceased himself, it turned out later, died of a heart attack. And now you can imagine it like this. A small sauna for a total of 4 people with 2 levels. For those who do not know saunas well, I'll explain how they are built. When you make an infusion on the lava stones, you create different heat zones. Why? Because the hot air rises to the top. On the top bench in the sauna, you get the most heat. So that's for the hardcore people. 100-degree sauna, fresh infusion upstairs, 30 minutes of sweating. That was how this particular sauna was built, and the deceased was lying on the upper level on this bench when he died. Not only did he die in the sauna that was running the entire time, but he died in the hottest place of the sauna.
Exactly. And the sauna was also set to full throttle. How much power does such a small house sauna give off? I don't know all that. I think it could be at least 70, 80 degrees Celsius. It is like you put a chicken in the oven for 2 weeks. At such a high temperature, the decomposition process of a body is completely different than in a normal room temperature. It has not been the first corpse I've found in a sauna. I've had dozens. However, this corpse had also changed me personally again very much, because the body volume of the deceased, the biomass, is always decisive for how great our cleaning effort is. The more fluid the deceased loses, the more it penetrates into the structure, and the more mess there is and the more work we have at the end of the day. After the client was with my crime scene cleaner in Gilskirchen on site, he then called me quite excited and asked me for help. I arrived and our team cleaned the crime scene together. Cause of death. The podcast. The victim. The deceased himself, we learned from the neighbor, had a body weight of about 170 kilos when he was alive. He had a very close relationship with his neighbor. The two of them not only lived next door to each other as friends for decades, but also went on vacation together and were really close friends. Friends for life. The deceased had a son who had lived in the USA. The deceased had become a globetrotter, especially after the death of his wife. So when the ceiling fell on his head, he just went off into the wide world with his small camper. Therefore, it was not surprising for the friend that they had not heard from each other for a while. As I said, in the 35 years of intense friendship, there was always a little time out. But the second, third, and fourth week passed without any contact, and the mailbox quickly became more and more full. In addition, the deceased had had an acquaintance who usually always came over and took care of the household when he was not there. So it came to the fact that the neighbor then got suspicious. He called his friend and asked if she might know something. When the two both agreed, they then decided to go into the house. Once they opened the house, a strong, rotten smell came towards them. They then searched the house and found their neighbor and dear friend dead in the basement in the sauna. It must be said, it is not easy to see a decomposing body like that, but we as crime scene cleaners are used to it. Often we come to the crime scene when the body is already so decomposed that actually only the biomass is left and the actual body is no longer properly recognizable. The image of the dead, as a friend or neighbor, of course, you still have the image of the living in your head. Our biology lets people decay and decompose. Now imagine that you were the friend, go down to the basement, and suddenly you see a person with whom you have a lifelong connection, dead and decaying. The neighbor then tore open the sauna door in spite of everything, as he told me, and what he then had to see was certainly a shock for him. Corpse fluid spread everywhere on the floor. The corpse collapsed with consumed facial features. Actually, we had to tear up the whole sauna in order to properly clean the basement. When the neighbor told his horror story of how he found his dead friend, I thought to myself, thank God I personally have never had to find a loved one like this. I have accompanied people until death, but I have never found someone's corpse. It will probably never happen either, because I have constant contact with people who are in my social circle. So, yes, finding a body was extremely demanding in general. Because of the extreme loss of liquid, the whole floor had to be torn out. After the neighbor found his friend dead, the investigating authority was sent over. Then the mortician came and even the fire department. Whether this was related to the fact that he himself used to be a fireman, I don't know. But in any case, they all stomped through the house because it was all full of grease stains, and of course it stank like a pig. Although it was December, there was also an amazingly heavy infestation of pests for the time of year. Maggots were crawling all over the place, which doesn't necessarily make the work any easier, because they even crawl up the walls and smear the corpse fluid everywhere. We then had to dismantle the sauna piece by piece and remove it completely. The entire house had to be cleaned accordingly due to the contamination of the relief workers and the authorities. And again, this strong smell of the corpse liquid came up. However, it must be said that we have a complete odor neutralization process, which is guaranteed to always result in 100% odor neutralization. After the corpse cleaning and during the process, the dear neighbor was always talking to me, and I can say again that he was exhausted. He blamed himself for not looking after his friend much earlier, but I told him clearly that he should not reproach himself. That sounds harsh on my part, but That's just life. We all have what I consider to be a predetermined time. Some have more time than others. You have to go on living despite a loss. What positive things can you take away from the death of someone, especially if you love them? And I think there are two things that you could take into account with something like that. On one hand, you are left with the beautiful moments you spent together that you can remember. And on the other hand, I believe that we should be aware through such an event, death is predetermined for all of us as the end of life. And I personally believe very strongly that we should live each day in the awareness and intensity that it might be our last. That's it for my episode today, and I hope you enjoyed it and that you had some fun and joy listening to it. Lucas, I'm sorry. That was a long monologue. No problem. I like to listen to it. Thanks again, Lucas, that you were there. For me, it's always nice to have a bit of support because often it's about hard topics in my podcast that are touching. And that's exactly why I'm a crime scene cleaner with my heart and soul. For me, I really always try to draw the positive. And I always try with these stories to actually motivate and encourage people to think about life. I'd be happy if you succeeded in doing that today as well. And yes, if you feel like it, feel free to subscribe to my channel. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook under Marcel Engel. And we also have, if you want to see pictures of the crime scenes, a YouTube channel, Marcel Engel, the Crime Scene Cleaner. Have a great week. Ciao. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special cleanup unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you? Anytime, worldwide. Get in touch or just click through to MarcelEngel.com. Empathic, profound, honest. Cause of Death will definitely not leave you cold. Be part of it. I'm excited. Subscribe to the season and you won't be late for an episode.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. Cause of Death.